Call the meeting to order. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you all for being here for your Sussex County Planning and Zoning meeting. Just like to friendly remind everyone to please turn off your electronic devices or put them on mute. First item on the agenda is the agenda. Do we have any changes, Mr. Whitehouse?
There are none, thank you.
There being none, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes from April 1st, 2026.
Madam Chair, unless anyone on the commission had any updates or changes, they would be as circulated.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes of April 1st, 2026.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes from April 1st, 2026. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item on our agenda is other business, and the first up is 2018-01 Acadia Landing, Revised Landscape Plan, Phase 1B.
This is a revised landscape plan for Acadia Landing, a previously approved cluster subdivision consisting of 234 single-family lots, private roads, open space, and amenities. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 24th, 2018, subject to 12 conditions of approval. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 28, 2020. Specifically, this request is to amend Phase 1B of the previously approved landscape plan for the subdivision by relocating a portion of the 30-foot perimeter buffer required under Condition G of the conditions of approval to the area located in red in the submitted exhibit embedded in the applicant's formal request letter. Certain deed restrictions on the adjacent parcel, tax parcel District 234, Map 11, Parcel 60.01, currently prohibit the installation of tree plantings within 15 feet of the property line. Additionally, the current location of the required stormwater and utility easements and the existing swale prohibit the ability for plantings to be installed 15 feet off the existing property line. The revised landscape plan represents the declarant's attempt to keep as much of the planted forested buffer along the Dorman parcel shared boundary line as reasonably possible without violating the restrictive covenant in the deed, utility easements, or the Sussex Conservation District's prohibition against planting in the swale. The declarant is not seeking to reduce the number of trees that were required to be planted in Phase 1B of the original landscape plan and is proposing to plant a total of 215 trees in Phase 1B under the revised landscape plan, which is a net increase of trees in this phase as compared to the original landscape plan. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcels 60 and 60.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that any approval of this request be made subject to staff upon the receipt of agency approvals. Letters of no objection have been received and submitted from the Sussex Conservation District and the Sussex County Engineering Department in relation to the placement of the proposed tree plantings to the existing swale and easements.
Couldn't they just adjust the lots or reconfigure the lots so that they don't have to do this?
So, that's what's being asked, is that there's not a buffer where those four lots are that swing around there.
But we require the buffer, so.
Is there anybody here from this applicant? Yeah, if you could come on up.
Good afternoon.
If you could give your name real quick.
Sure, my name is Kevin Prenderville with Insight.
Okay, so first of all, tell me a little bit about this deed and what property it's to.
Excuse me, can you hit?
My apologies. Yeah, so to the right of where the property line is, that's the original seller, and they're the ones that we have the deed restriction with. So he's actively farming the property and didn't want to have trees within a certain feet of the property, so we didn't have overhang into his when he was farming. So there's a 15-foot buffer, deed restriction that doesn't allow us to plant within that. And then right adjacent to that is where the swale is. We confer with SCD, we're not allowed to plant anywhere within the swale. And then beyond the swale, there is a water and sewer easement. So effectively that entire 30 feet has been restricted from planting. So what we've done, so the two homes that are at the end of that cul-de-sac there, those are the two that are really impacted where you don't have any trees. We could go back to the homeowner, so those homes are already built. and they've settled on those homes. So we could go back to the homeowners and potentially put, ask them if they would like trees in their backyard, but we don't have any, we physically don't have any space within that buffer area to plant any additional trees.
Which lots are you talking about that have the homes on it?
Well, all of these homes have already closed. Folks live in all these lots.
All of them that you're now asking for the landscape buffer to be?
Amended, yes, ma'am.
How did you not know this before?
Yeah, so this was missed as they were going through the approval process.
So
the deed restriction portion of it was missed. So the landscape plan was designed originally, and so the plants were originally installed on the opposite side, and it would have, like, you know, adhered to all of the plantings that were needed. But once,
well, hold on, just real quick, I want to understand that because I want to find out, like, timing wise. So the site plan up here, the original site plan for the subdivision, did it show the forested perimeter buffer where those lots are now?
It did.
How did we get to the point where we have houses built there? And this is maybe a question for you and for staff, where there's not a buffer. Obviously, at some point, the site plan was amended.
So the code changes that were introduced a few years ago in terms of planting of buffers, under the code as it exists today, this problem wouldn't have happened because the buffer would have been planted and in the ground before the notice to proceed for the phase was issued. Because this is a slightly older subdivision, it's not bound by those same rules. So there have been code changes to close the net to prevent this from happening. But here we are, having properties have been outwardly conveyed, and we're discovering a fundamental problem with there's a sewer pipe where the buffer is supposed to be. Which again, this when was the sewer pipe designed? It's like this would have been known some time ago. So
in other words, Mr. White, that's what you're saying is on the original plan, the buffer was where the sewer and I guess the stormwater swale is located.
Correct. So essentially what we have is multiple features being overlaid on top of each other. And you cannot plant trees in a swale because the trees won't survive. You shouldn't plant trees on top of sewer pipes. So I can see why engineering is supportive of this because the tree roots then damage the sewer pipe. So what we have is competing interests all competing for the same land.
And in today's day and age, if this was brand new, it would have come in where there would have been a perimeter buffer, then the swale / open space. / sewer easement, then the lots. We wouldn't have had this over.
And these lots likely, everything would have had to have been shifted, right?
Yeah, if this had come in for a hearing today, this design wouldn't have occurred. Everything would have been shifted to the left, basically. So,
you said something about the farmer asked not to have trees for an overhang over the...
That was part of the deed restriction, and that was the rationale for it.
Here's my question, though. Did the farmer ask for that, or did the developer ask for that, realizing that the developer was in a jam?
No, that was the seller, because he was the seller,
right,
as well.
Right. Yeah. It just strikes me as the farmer asked for there to be the agricultural protection use notice in the deed, you know, which would have created a barrier between his farm and his farming operations and the homes, which is what every farmer seems to want on the one hand, and then inconsistent with that, comes back and says, no, we don't want any trees, you know, which made me question, you know, whether that was placed in there as, you know, for some sort of consideration to, you know, give some support for getting out of this jam we find ourselves in right now. So, but I mean, it is what it is at this point.
So do we have an option to put the trees any place? It would be right in the backyards of the homes that are built. Is that what you're suggesting?
I mean, if the lots had not been sold or outwardly conveyed, the solution from a design concept is if there's too many lots to accommodate the buffer, reduce the number of lots, consolidate those three into one, redesign the buffer so that one lot is achieved where there is currently three. But here we are, that they have been sold and outwardly conveyed and presumably have purchases. So had this had been known months ago, prior to their sale, that would have been my suggestion, is consolidate the three lots.
And I understand that, but do we have an area where some trees can, because I can imagine, and I don't know these owners, I'm not suggesting anything against them, but that'd be the first complaint comes out of their mouth is the farming operation going on behind them. So is there an opportunity to put the trees on their lot without getting in the way of the existing utilities and the deed that's there?
It would have to be on their lot.
Yeah, and I don't know that we have the ability now to bind.
Put that on the lot.
Because what you all proposed, though, is planting trees, dropping them down in that corner, and additional trees. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
I think this is, you know, I want to say it's a lesson learned, but it was a lesson already learned, and this is just one more example of it, you know, why we changed the rules so that this doesn't happen.
Yeah, is there any other recourse for the county in this situation?
I'm not prepared to say that, and partly because it seems that there's been site plans that have evolved over time that have shown this to one degree or another, you know, okay. So, yeah.
Just an unfortunate timing thing, I feel like. Okay.
All right. Did a privacy fence work at all instead of the tree line at all?
Sorry, what did you say?
Privacy fence.
I mean, you could require that, I suppose, along those 1, 2, 3 lots or 4 lots, I guess. Yeah, you know, until the buffer starts on the outside on the property line. Let me see what that deed said.
That's also presuming that that's beneficial to the homeowners and the property owner that's adjacent, which they may or may not want that, right? I don't know if it benefits the county.
Yeah,
not a bad idea, though.
The deed restriction only talks about trees within 15 feet.
Just one other item, though. I'd have to go back and just confirm any HOA restrictions regarding privacy fence if it was on lot.
What are your thoughts, Mr. Pettyjohn?
Not sure. I'm not sure. Just looking, I've just pulled up the map just to see what we've got there. So it is definitely a tight spot. I don't know what you do in a situation like this just because I didn't realize there were already homes there.
I think because there are homes there and it's caught in between of when, and this is part of why we changed what we do. I don't really see that we really have an option other than approve the revised plan, personally.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but approve the revised plan that includes the planting of additional trees. What it is, the bottom corner, I guess the south corner there. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if I have my directions right, but.
That corner?
Yeah. Because that's where you're talking about adding additional trees. Right?
There and on Robinsonville Road. We had done some additional ones that are okay. Sort of on the front.
I didn't see that on the letter, so yeah. Well, if you're going to approve it, it'd be move to approve the revised landscaping plan that includes the additional tree plantings shown on that revised landscaping plan.
Okay. That's your motion?
That's my motion. Do I need to repeat that motion?
I second it.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve 2018-01 Acadia Landing Revised Landscape Plan Phase 1B per the conditions and notations as made. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Thank you, sir. Next up on our agenda is 2022-19 Gray Rock Preserve Final Subdivision Plan and Landscape Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to consist of 94 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management facilities, and proposed amenities. Preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 24th, 2023, subject to 21 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and landscape plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Parcels are located on the northwest side of Wilson Road, Sussex County Road 244, tax parcel district 135, map 10.00, parcels 10.00 and 10.02. The zoning is AR1, agricultural residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions about this from anyone? Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision plan and landscape plan for 2022-19 Gray Rock Preserve as a final.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for 2022-19 Gray Rock Preserve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is S25-56 Ennis Boat and RV, conditional use number 2484. Revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan for phase 2 only.
This is a revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan for the creation of 2 proposed structures to include a 9,900 square foot, more or less, boat and RV repair facility building, a 2,240 square foot boat storage office and lawn care business, housing 800 square feet of office space and 1,440 square foot shop for a total of 12,140 square feet, 37 RV boat storage parking spaces, 5 parking spaces, including 1 ADA accessible space, fencing, required landscape buffers, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2484, filed on behalf of Dick Ennis to allow for a boat repair facility with outdoor boat and RV storage, a landscape business, and a construction business to be located within a general residential district subject to 13 conditions of approval. Sussex County Council approved the conditional use application at their meeting of Tuesday, June 17, 2025, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 4002. The applicant revised the phasing of the proposed plans previously submitted for the conditional use approval and reduced phase one to the installation of the landscape buffer, security fence, dell-dot entrance, and bulk grading the gravel road and parking area previously shown on the site plan. The commission approved the phase one improvements only at their meeting of Wednesday, December 10, 2025. This proposal is for phase two only, which includes the storage office and shop, dumpster enclosure, septic approval, and lighting components. Staff note that the phase two approval also includes a 1,250 square foot, quote, incidental boat and trailer sales display area intended for the use in display and selling of new and pre-owned boats and trailers in addition to the approved boat storage office and lawn care business uses. This applicant has noted that no boats or trailers outside of this area are to be labeled as for sale and that no storage or display items will be located outside of the security fence shown on this site plan at any time. The applicant has provided a markup document showing the proposed phasing elements for the commission's review. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and conditions of approval. The property is located on the southwest side of Leighton Davis Road, Sussex County Road 312A, approximately 0.82 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, map 34.00, parcel 53.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
And Madam Chair, if I may, to preempt the question before you ask it, the question about what incidental means for the boat sales, and staff have met with the applicant and their attorney prior to this site plan coming in, and the question came up is, would boat sales be expressly permitted as part of the conditional use? And the answer is no. So that it was for storage only with no sales. The question came up during conversation, could we have sales as part of that? And certainly incidental sales would not be something that requires a new conditional use, which led to a conversation on what does incidental sales mean? And in certainly my view, if one of the 37 boats were to be sold per year, in my view, that would be incidental and that would be not something that would require a new application. Anything beyond that is a matter of fact and degree. So if the commission were willing, we could specifically put it in the minutes as part of any decision today as to what the commission understands incidental to be, i.e. anything above that is a new conditional use application.
Okay. And we would be able to track that?
As soon as we saw a second boat for sale, for example, that's easily enforceable.
Right, yep. Have those undercover guys go out and buy a boat.
So you were saying if one out of the 37 were to sell, that would be incidental. Anything above that is what we would consider
boat sales
becoming a dealership.
Correct. In the same way, if you have a yard sale at your property, that's not, you're not running a supermarket in your house, but if you have a yard sale every week.
That makes sense. Yep.
So one boat per year would certainly, in my view, be incidental. So.
Yep. I agree.
And I think there's going to be various factors on that. It's whether they're advertising sales, you know, whether that's part of their ordinary course of business. I think it's going to be factor-based, but still, I mean,
yeah,
I think that's very clear that it's...
And to their credit, it's good that they probably brought that up, because if somebody did want to buy a boat and they want to make sure that they can actually make that sale, so that's good.
Any other questions on this one? There was a lot of info there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then... I move that we grant preliminary site plans for phase two only with
Final by staff?
I'm sorry?
Final by staff?
Yes.
Sucking it.
With incorporation of the requirement that there be no more than one boat sale per year.
Or I would change it up, because I don't know that I like that, because, you know, okay. It's just, that's gonna be hard to police, but just the requirement that boat sales remain incidental to the permitted use under the conditional use.
Or if you said, I don't know, maybe I'm going too far with this, but, you know, if they're not advertised as, you know, a whole lot out there for sale with a display lot and that kind of thing, I don't know.
I think that's
gonna
be
you're gonna
a little sticky.
Yeah, or too vaguer than mine, maybe. Mine was pretty vague. So
how else do I word this then?
So it would be that the motion is to for S-2556 Ennis Boat and RV, conditional use number 2484, approve the revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan phase two only with final by staff, with the inclusion that only incidental boat sales should occur on the site. That's it. Yeah.
Thank you. Couldn't have said it better.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S-25-56 Ennis Boat and RV, conditional use number 2484, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, with the condition that sales can be made. What was the word we used?
Only incidentally.
Incidental sales can be used. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S-24-62, Creative Concepts Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Creative Concepts for the proposed improvements comprised of three structures for commercial retail use of the site. The plan proposes three retail buildings totaling 15,255 square feet, parking, stormwater management, and internal circulation drive. Parcel is comprised of 1.96 acres with access from a single ingress egress on Tulip Drive. The submission includes a request for relief relating to the proposed parking in the front yard setback along with both coastal along both Coastal Highway Route 1 and Tulip Drive. Parcel is situated on the northeast corner of the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Tulip Drive and immediately west of Savannah Road Route 9. Tax parcel is District 335, parcel map 11.00, parcel 93.00. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District. The Commission deferred the preliminary site plan at their previous meeting of April 15, 2026, seeking confirmation of receipt of any DLDOT approvals or correspondence relating to the plan. The applicant has subsequently provided both an entrance approval letter as well as a loan or from DLDOT. Staff are awaiting the remaining required agency approval from Sussex Conservation District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions about this from anyone?
No. Got the information we asked for.
Yep. So, Madam Chair, I move that we approve S-24-62 Creative Concepts Preliminary Site Plan with the final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S-24-62 Creative Concepts with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S-24-74, Delray Foundations of Georgetown Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 2,400 square foot building for use as a contractor office, two 8,387 square foot construction storage buildings, one 8,300 square foot vehicle storage building, and other site improvements. The parcels are comprised of 2.898 acres, more or less, with access from Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The parcel is located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 0.43 mile east of Shingle Point Road, Sussex County Road 249. The applicant has submitted a waiver request regarding the interconnectivity to adjoining properties. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code with the exception of the required interconnectivity. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 16, Parcel 73.01 and 71. Zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions about this one? All right. So, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for S-24-74 Delray Foundations of Georgetown with final site plan by approval by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S24-74 Delray Foundations of Georgetown with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is S24-72 Rhythm and Roots Family Farms LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a proposed marijuana cultivation facility to include a 14,315 square foot more or less proposed building, two future building expansion areas to include a 5,027 square foot area and a 1,654 square foot area, 29 parking spaces including two ADA accessible spaces, a loading space, an on-site enclosed dumpster area, and other site improvements. Staff note that marijuana cultivation facilities are permitted use within the agricultural residential AR1 district under 115-25A-18 of the Sussex County Code. Additionally, all marijuana establishments in the county must adhere to the requirements outlined in 115-194.7A through E. These requirements pertain more directly to marijuana retail facilities expressly. Site plan review as an item of other business is required for certain uses outlined in the 115-219A-1-10 of the Sussex County Code, of which commercial buildings, to include those buildings which are 5,000 square feet or greater in size, are subject to the review of the Commission 115-219A6. The property is located on the west side of Roxana Road, Route 17 in Roxana, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 10, Parcel 27. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Before we move on this, I'm sure the staff already checked this, but is this really close to the Selbyville Middle School? Are we within?
I'm trying to recall, is this the first application from one of these we've seen?
First site plan, yeah.
If I put the aerial photo on, I zoom out. So there's the site.
And the right glasses on. Where on 17 is this? Trying to get my head around it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that SC route number.
If you look west side of 17, there's the county boundary. You head north on Bethany Road, it's on the west side, just south of Phillips Road. There's Frankford School Road.
Oh, so it's off of that side?
There's Frankford.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's Selbyville.
Okay.
So just for thoughts, though, is there something that it can't be? Because I'm not sure that's the code on that.
There's separation distances that are required under that new ordinance, and give me one second. So I don't misquote them, because they're permitted uses in certain districts, but
it has to be a certain distance away from school.
So if he knows off the top.
Retail stores have specific separation distances from those uses.
Right.
The cultivation and growing facilities are not bound by the same as the retail selling. So and they're outlining.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you.
Because these are essentially agricultural.
Okay.
Uses,
yep.
Right?
Thank you.
So there's no. There is no. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm thinking retail. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so no other questions on this? Okay, questions. Well then, Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for the S2572 Rhythm and Roots Family Farms LLC.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for S25-72 Rhythm and Roots Family Farms LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S2609 McKean Mini Storage preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a mini storage facility with outdoor storage for boats and recreational vehicles to include a 2,400 square foot, more or less, proposed storage building, four parking spaces, fencing, and other site improvements, with future expansion areas to include a storage building with a possible small rental office space. A waiver request has been submitted for the proposed 8-foot vinyl-coated chain-link security fence to be installed around the perimeter of the site as shown on the site plan that has been approved by the director. The parcel is comprised of a 5.75-acre, more or less, with access from John J. Williams Highway. The property is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 900 feet northeast of Jersey Road, Sussex County Road 305 in Millsboro, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is CR, Commercial Residential District, and AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 234, map 32.00, parcel 73.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions on this one?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for the S26-09 McKean Mini Storage.
Second.
With final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals?
Yes.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion's been made and seconded to approve S2609 McKean Mini Storage preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S26-16 Equipment Share preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 4,616 square foot building for a vehicle wash and maintenance facility, in addition to the existing one-story sheet metal building of 4,085 square feet. The parcel is comprised of 27.29 acres, more or less, with access from Brickyard Road, Sussex County Road 481, via a private drive known as Campers Lane. Staff note that the property is in a combined highway corridor overlay zone district, but is exempt since this is an existing business. Parcel is located on the east side of Sussex Highway, Route 13, west of Brickyard Road, Sussex County Road 481. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 132, map 2.00, parcel 272.00. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final, that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions on this from anyone?
No.
All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve S26-16 Equipment Share preliminary site plan with final by approval by upon all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S26-16 Equipment Share preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S26-27 Cole World revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for a proposed food truck to be operated from March 15th through October 15th, 2026 with associated parking. The parcel is comprised of 0.21 acre, more or less, with access from Bethany Loop. The parcel is located on the south side of Bethany Loop, approximately 70 feet southeast of Cedar Neck Road, Sussex County Road 357. The tax parcel is District 134, map 13, parcel 1843. The zoning is B1, neighborhood business. This revised site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code 115-69B25. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for final approval. And I believe Mr. Whitehouse has a little bit of history on this.
If I can, Madam, just to provide a little bit of update on this. Ordinarily, when a food truck comes in for a site plan, staff would just review them administratively at the counter, and then we using our authority, would just issue a decision. This one's a little bit different in that it came in through our constable's office. It first came to our attention due to the considerable number of cars parked on Bethany Loop. And when the applicant came in to get site plan approval, we thought it best to bring it through the Planning and Zoning Commission so that it can be publicly reviewed rather than staff doing it administratively. So we work with the applicant to get a site plan. There are increased number of parking spaces shown. You can see that ice machine is shown on the site plan as well. Part of the concern that certainly came through our constable's office was cars parking on Bethany Loop. And I remember last year there were a number of photographs submitted to the office. So that's why we've taken the unusual step of bringing this to the commission for a food truck site plan.
I appreciate that, because I didn't take any photos, but I saw several cars there myself. And so the ice machine is shown on here. What about, because last summer they were doing seafood sales out of there too. Any mention to that?
So that's not part of this, but the applicant did submit an exhibit this week showing the photographs and showing that there's going to be a privacy fence installed also between the community and the property.
So this would just allow the food truck and the ice machine though, is that right? Because there's not that much parking out there.
No, there isn't.
That's correct, and it is a permitted use under the B1 zoning district.
Any idea on the photos that were shown, like how many vehicles? I know that can change. It can vary time of day, lunchtime, dinner time, or any time.
The applicant is here if you have any questions for the applicant.
I just wanted to make sure that something like this might be, if we're showing five or six possible parking spots, that there's not an average of 10 cars or something, you know.
So. Well, if there's only that many parking spots, there should only be that many vehicles, but we know how that goes too.
How do you police that?
Is the owner's rep here? Would somebody like to speak on behalf of this? Would you come up to the, please, and give us your name?
My name is Kevin Smith. I'm the owner of the food truck. I'm here on behalf of the owner as well. He couldn't make it, but basically we're a small operating business, but last year I'm there every day. I don't take a day off, so maybe 4th of July weekend, some crazy weekends. It's hard for people to find parking, especially when there's people coming up to the ice machine. Last season, my truck was adjacent to the ice machine, which didn't allow any cars to come and have additional parking. I might only remember once or twice where there was cars maybe parked on the side of the road, and I did my best to get them from being there. And now there's also signs there now. It says there's no U-turn able to be made or parking and the privacy fence. And I mean, basically I can just try my best to guarantee as a small business owner that do my best on controlling the parking. I don't think there was any accidents. I mean, to my knowledge, there was no, of most of the people, if not 99% of the people in the Salt Pond neighborhood, they love
to cut it off here because we're not having a public.
Yeah,
no,
and this isn't against your food truck there per se. I think the problem that myself at least has with it is that there seems to be a lot of stuff going on there all of a sudden.
Yes.
And that's what's creating the problem. And I noticed myself with the landscape thing barriers that have been placed there with the planters so people can't go through, and then the signs, I noticed all that.
Yes, ma'am.
But if you've got your business, the ice machine, which I know stays busy, and then the seafood sales, so we don't need a whole lot. You know, if it's your business and the ice machine.
And that's it.
And that needs to be, I mean, can we restrict it to that?
And this is carry out only.
Hey, carry out only. We do have one table there.
Hold on. Yeah, we're going to stop. Yeah. No more questions, because we haven't noticed this as a public.
Yeah.
There's some other people who may want to speak.
We yeah, sorry.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. All right.
I would suggest deferring on this. If there's photographs, we probably want to see those. I don't know. Yeah. Just we need more time to study those photographs. So, yeah. Thanks.
Let's get it.
Yeah. So we'll put it on the next agenda.
So we need to.
And the other thing is, I think that way the commission could get a real handle on what's happening there, what won't happen there, mm-hmm. and maybe have a specific motion that makes it clear that the final site plan has to have those notes on it, mm-hmm. So that it's enforceable if the constables go out there and the public and everybody else knows if it should get approved, what can and can't happen. Yeah. So.
So I move that we defer for further consideration S-2627 Coal World for future consideration.
Second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on S-26-27 Coal World. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Just give us more time to consider everything. Next up is change of zone number 1991, Sycamore Chase Expansion RPC Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for the construction of a 2,387 square foot, more or less clubhouse area, a 749 square foot pool equipment and bathroom area, 2,548 square foot pool area, 5,291 square foot putting green, mailbox facility, and other site improvements. Staff note that the property was previously the subject of a change of zone application for change of zone number 1991, filed on behalf of Beezer Homes, LLC, Sycamore Chase Expansion, for a change of zone from agricultural residential AR1 district to a medium density residential planned community MRRPC district. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application at their meeting of Wednesday, December 14th, 2023. The Sussex County Council approved the application at their meeting of Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, subject to 18 conditions of approval, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2990. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for the RPC. The property is located on the south side of Davila Drive within the existing and previously approved Sycamore Chase Expansion Residential Planned Community RPC. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 18, Parcel 51.01. The zoning is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential Planned Community District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the project is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Okay, any questions from anyone? All right, so Madam Chair, I move that we approve the amenities plan for change of zone 1991, Sycamore Chase Expansion RPC, as a preliminary and a final.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve change of zone number 1991, Sycamore Chase Expansion RPC Amenities Plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is lands of Kenneth and Linda Betts, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 35-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual land. Proposed lot A3 shall consist of 1.578 acres, and the residual land shall contain 9.345 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northeast side of Bethesda Road, Sussex County Road 326. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 148. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions on this one?
Mm-mm, thank you.
All right, then. I've lost my place. I would move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for the minor subdivision for the lands of Kenneth and Linda Betts.
With final by staff?
Yes, with final by staff. I'm sorry. One of these days I'll get it together.
Second.
It's all right. Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 35-foot easement for the lands of Kenneth and Linda Betts with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is lands of Kevin and Cynthia Cahill, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan and lot consolidation plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 3.28 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 1.36 acres. Proposed lot three shall consist of 0.83 acres. Proposed lot four shall consist of 0.66 acre, and the residual land shall contain 0.54 acre, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 38. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Okay. Any questions from anyone? All right. Madam Chair, I move that we grant approval for the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Kevin and Cynthia Cahill, with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the lands of Kevin and Cynthia Cahill minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Andrew and Stacy Phillips.
This is a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for the creation of two lots plus residual land. Proposed lot 2A shall consist of 1.00 acre, more or less. Proposed lot 2B shall consist of 5.40 acres, more or less, and the residual land shall contain 15.90 acres, more or less. The shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the southwest side of Ellis Grove Road, Sussex County Road 498. Minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 432, Map 10.00, Parcel 21.39. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Nope. Madam Chair, I move that we approve minor subdivision plan of a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Andrew and Stacy Phillips with final approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Andrew and Stacy Phillips minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Last item under other business is lands of Robert J. Vary minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot as well as a lot line adjustment. Proposed lot one shall consist of 0.56 acres more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 0.565 acres more or less. Proposed lot three shall consist of 0.611 acres more or less. And the residual land shall contain 0.531 acres more or less. A previously approved minor subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, February 7th, 2024, for the creation of three lots, and is of record at plot book 426, page 64. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Angola Road, Sussex County Road 277. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 11.16, Parcel 7.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
All right. Any questions from anyone?
No.
All right. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement for the lands of Robert J. Vary. As a preliminary and a final.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the lands of Robert J. Vary minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Moving on to old business, the